Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Laura Horn Art Podcast. This week, we're going to talk about time-lapse. Now, you're probably wondering why you're hearing my voice again. Well, Laura has decided that maybe it would be a good idea, because of all the technical questions that we get asked on a daily basis, Laura suggested maybe I should do a technical kind of slash photography, videography podcast once or maybe twice in a season. So here I am again in the studio all by myself, talking to myself. I feel a little bit crazy. But I guess you're only crazy if you answer yourself. Isn't that what they say? So you can talk to yourself as long as you don't answer back. I think I might be a little bit crazy, so. So one of the main reasons for me doing these technical podcasts, and the first one being about time lapses, is Laura actually tried to create time lapses on her own. She wanted to be able to film herself, edit the footage, and upload it herself. Because sometimes when you're painting, you just want to be able to film there and then, and, you know, off you go. But Laura found that even something as simple as creating a time lapse ended up being bigger than Ben-Hur. It was just too difficult. She bought a cheap iPhone holder online. When it arrived, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't hold the weight of her phone. It wasn't high enough. She just wasn't able to use it. And it put her off. It put her off making time lapses. It put her off filming herself, which is a pity, you know, because filming yourself is pretty easy. That's really the reason for doing some of these technical podcasts, just to make stuff that may seem difficult or overly technical and breaking them down and making them simple. But before we get into the podcast, I would just like to read the review of the week. Relevant and helpful podcast, 5 stars. I've listened to every single episode and loved this podcast. It is clear how much effort and attention both Laura and Richie put into everything they do. In the most recent episode called What Makes an Artist Stand Out from the Crowd, I felt like they were describing my experience, feeling frustrated that visibility takes so much time and effort to cultivate, and that time and effort comes with an opportunity cost. Laura and Richie give honest and realistic commentary on artistic life and inject plenty of humour too. Great listen. Well, thank you very much for that review, but I must say, Laura really puts in all the effort and gives it all the attention. I just turn up and talk. I'm just kind of like a sounding board for Laura, you know? But here I am doing my own podcast and it's absolutely terrifying. But I'm going to give it a go. Isn't that what they say? Being uncomfortable helps us grow. So I guess I'll do a bit of growing. So onto the podcast. Okay, so what is a time lapse? Quite simply, a time lapse is when we take normal footage filmed at normal speed and we either slow it down or speed it up. There's various different ways to make a time lapse, but we're going to keep it really, really simple. We're just going to shoot footage with our camera or our iPhone, and we're going to take that footage, we're going to bring it into an editing program, and we're going to speed it up. Like, really, that simple. Time lapses are very, very powerful tools. They can heighten emotion. They can make us feel tense. They can give us a great deal of satisfaction. And my favorite types of time lapses are the ones I see in nature documentaries, you know, when spiders make webs or flowers open up to the sun. And I love art time lapses. I love watching artists take an empty page and fill it with art. I just think they're absolutely captivating. And not only are they captivating, they're excellent tools to grow your social media and get your name out there. So learning how to do time lapses that will engage and captivate your audience are very, very powerful. So let's learn how to do them and let's start making them. So how do you go about shooting a time lapse? Well, it's easier than you think. First of all, we need a location. And what I mean by a location is we need an area in your studio or your house or your kitchen or whatever it is where you paint. And we need to get your painting surface into some really decent light. So I've spoken about taking photographs of your art in natural light, and it's easy enough to pick up an A4 piece of paper and walk around your house until you find this beautiful area in your house where the light is perfect and lay that piece of paper down and take a photograph of it. That's like really simple. But now you're going to have to take your your surface, so like your kitchen table or your art table or whatever it is you're painting on, you need to bring that to an area where the light is soft and beautiful and even. And just as an example, Laura and I shift our kitchen table around all the time, and her table in her studio. We move it around all the time, depending on what time of the day it is. And we just shift it into an area where the light is beautiful. Laura will do her painting, I'll shoot the time lapse, and then we move the table back at dinner time. So once we found the location and we're happy with it, we now need a camera. So for the purpose of this time lapse, we're going to shoot this time lapse on our phone. The reason we're going to do it on the phone is because we're going to edit it on the phone as well. So you don't have to go around shooting on a camera, taking the card out, putting it into a computer, getting an editing program, uploading it then to the cloud, sending it back to your phone. Yeah, it's just too complicated. It's too messy. We're going to film it on the phone. We're going to edit it on the phone. And we're going to present it on the phone. We're going to upload it to Instagram from the phone. So how do we get the camera overhead? How do we physically get the camera over our art? Because I do this for a living, I have stands, tripods, mounts, ball heads, overhead rigs. I have all the stuff to shoot time lapses and overhead shots with. But you can do this without any of that equipment. We're going to use, and I will show you in the video that accompanies this podcast, we're going to use a chair, a kitchen table, and a relatively cheap selfie stick. All right? I want you to bear with me here. This is going to be something that anybody can do. So once you've put your table or your art surface in the position where you think the light is best and where you're going to paint, I want you to sit in front of your art. Get comfortable. And when I say art, I mean your blank piece of paper. Get comfortable and tape that piece of paper to the table, because we don't want you to move your art out of frame. There's nothing worse than filming a time lapse and it's going fantastically, and then you move the piece of paper so you can like write something down or get a better angle to put a mark on it, and you don't return the art into the field of view of the camera, and your time lapse is ruined. So we want to keep the paper on the table in the same spot. So sit down at the table, tape it off, make sure you're comfortable, and make sure you can paint or draw or sketch on that piece of paper. Now with the paper in place, we're going to set up the camera. So we take the chair, we put it up on the table, we get something heavy like a stack of books or maybe a bag of flour or whatever you can find that can hold down the selfie stick on the chair and keep the camera still. And there you go. You have an instant overhead camera rig with beautiful natural light, hopefully, and you're ready to film. Now, this may look crazy, so if your friend comes around and knocks on the door, just pretend you're not in, because you look like a madwoman. You look like Willy Wonka or something with a crazy contraption on your table. But it works. It works as long as the camera stays still. Right, so that's very, very important. We got to make sure that the camera doesn't move for the entire process. So before we start filming, just sit on the chair, look at the art in front of you, and pretend to paint. And as you're pretending to paint, just pay attention to where your head is in relation to the camera. Because again, the last thing you want to do is create this amazing piece of art only to film the back of your head. Right? So as I'm quite sure the back of your head is amazing and the whole world should see it, but this is about the art. So just make sure that your back of your head is out of the shot. So when you're happy with everything, turn your phone on. Now, we speak often on this podcast about composition. As artists, you guys already know all the different types of composition. They're endless. Rule of thirds, the golden circle, leading lines. Like, just there's just so many different types of composition. But we're going to use a specific composition called central framing. And basically, that's exactly what it says. It's just whatever we're looking at is in the center of the frame. So we're going to make this time lapse all about your art. We're not going to worry about putting props in the frame and changing angles and all that kind of stuff. We're just going to do it really, really simply. So turn your camera on, look at the framing, and make sure that the entire piece of paper fills the frame as much as possible. Once you have that, you're ready to go. And it's just a simple process now of hitting record. I will just give you a little bit of technical advice. If you can, set the resolution on your camera. And when I say camera, I mean your phone. So whether you're shooting on a Galaxy or an iPhone or a Sony or a Motorola, whatever it is, if you have 4K, turn it to 4K. If you only have 1080 high definition, then just turn it up to 1080 high definition. So make sure it's the setting is on the highest resolution you can get. Once you've selected the resolution, now I want you to select the frame rate. I want you to select 30 frames per second. If it only offers you 24 frames a second, that's okay too. But I just want you to select 30 frames a second. The reason we do that is that when we speed the footage up, it just runs a little bit smoother. So 4K, 30 frames per second. So I like to double check everything is in place. Again, check your art. Sit down in front of your piece of paper or your substrate, as Laura calls it. Look up, make sure that nothing is obstructing the field of view of the camera, including the back of your head. So pretend to paint. Stand up and step back away and just have a look at the light that's falling across your substrate. Like, is it flat? Is it even? Are you happy? If you're happy, stand over your camera, turn it on, look down at the screen and look at the frame. Are you happy? Is all of the substrate in the frame? If so, hit start. The video is now running. You have plenty of time, so there's no need to rush. So go and create your art. So you've created your art. How do we edit it? What do we do with that footage? So before we start editing, remember, you've just painted a beautiful piece of art and you've filmed it in beautiful light. Take lots of photographs, okay? So remove your camera from the boom, remove it from that, and take lots of photographs, different angles, because the light should be beautiful. It should be in the best light. So always take photographs of your art in situ. So now it's time to edit the actual footage. I use a program on my iPhone, and I'm sure you can get it on Android as well. It's an Adobe program, and it's called Adobe Premiere Rush. I've downloaded it onto Laura's phone and tested the free version of the app, and it works amazing. So if you go over to the video that accompanies this podcast, I will be doing a walkthrough of how to edit the time lapse. So time lapses are excellent when we condense a relatively short amount of time into a shorter amount of time. And what I mean by that is, if you create a beautiful small piece of art, and let's say it takes you 15 minutes, if you condense that down to 1 minute, it moves smoothly and you can see what's happening. It's not too quick. You can actually see what happens. It's pleasurable to watch. But if you were to take an hour or an hour and a half of footage and put it into a minute, it'd be just too quick. Everything would move in a massive blur. You wouldn't be able to see the little intricacies of your art or your skill. So it's important that we make this little balancing act between speed and clarity, if that makes sense. It makes sense in my head. I hope it's making sense on the podcast. So I mentioned there 10 minutes of painting or 10 minutes of art making, and that's actual art making. I'm not talking about dipping your brush in paint or getting up to make a cup of tea. So there's going to be gaps in the actual time lapse, gaps where you're not actually creating art. And during the time lapse, those gaps can be quite distracting. And sometimes that's the difference between a really good time lapse, one that's engaging and captivating, or one that's quite jarring, or you know, you get taken out of it. So we're going to remove the non-action. So when we edit only where the paintbrush or the pencil or the pen or the glue stick touches the paper. We only put in footage of the art being created. And again, that becomes a lot more clearer in the video that accompanies this podcast. So now your footage is edited. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with this amazing footage that you've worked so hard to get? We want to put it on Instagram. We want to put it on Facebook. We want to put it on YouTube. There's so much we can do with this footage. Now, the reason we did the central framing composition is because you want to be able to use this time lapse on all the platforms. So make sure that when you bring your footage into Instagram, that you press the ratio button and have a look to see if the time lapse looks better in a square format or in the 4x5 format. And remember, when you pick the 4x5 format, you can use your finger to recompose your time lapse. If you put it on Facebook, it'll just go up in Facebook in the 16:9 ratio. That's the ratio that your phone records video in, 16:9. And there you go. That's it. You have a time lapse ready to go. I really hope this podcast gives you a little bit of motivation to just set up a DIY overhead camera, film it, edit it, and post it. There's no end to the creative journey you can go on. You can play around with different speeds, different compositions, different camera positions, uploading music to match. It's just an amazing process, and it's easier than you think. So start off with this really simple, easy to do DIY overhead camera setup and just start painting. Just start filming and enjoy it. You know, it's really, really good fun. The video that I'm going to make to accompany this podcast is probably only going to be about 5 minutes long because I don't want to get into too much complicated and technical issues that will confuse you and probably turn you off from wanting to make your own time lapses. But I would like to take this opportunity to read a letter from Mark Pearson in Queensland. Mark wrote me an email and he was saying that he loves to draw, but the only times he can get to draw is like real early in the morning or his family are asleep. There's a lot of technical difficulties with filming at night. The camera sensor size, the phone isn't really designed to shoot in low light. It's a nightmare, to be honest, but it doesn't mean it's impossible. It would just take me a long time to show you how to create a workspace, a camera rig, and a workflow to be able to create really good, epic time lapses. So if that's something you guys are interested in, if you would like me to do maybe a mini course on how to shoot video or how to make time lapses of your art, like a really thorough walkthrough with the right equipment, lighting, composition, like an in-depth how to create video and time lapse for your art. If that's something you guys are interested in, Laura has created a URL. And it's just called Video for Artists at the moment. And if you head on over to www.laurahornart.com/video-for-artists. And if you want to register your interest there, if we get enough numbers, then I'll make one. I'll make an in-depth how-to on video for artists. Well, I'd like to say thank you very much for listening to me. I hope I didn't waffle on too much. I really hope you enjoyed this podcast. It would mean so much to me if you guys just went out there and start making time lapses left, right and center and uploading them and showing your art to the world and your process. Because for me, time lapses are just so amazing. They're timeless, you know. I just love them. I love them so much. And I really look forward to seeing your time lapses. So until the next time, that's me. See ya.